Welcome everybody, Shinaman 917, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we started again learning the halachas of Amen, when to say Amen, when not to say Amen, and so on. So, interesting question. Somebody might think, what do you mean, when not to say Amen? Why shouldn't I say Amen? In other words, somebody makes a bracha. Is there ever a time and place that somebody should not say Amen, halachically? I mean, what's the problem? Amen, a person makes a bracha, you say Amen, and that's all. So we saw a few times so far, if somebody makes a bracha, it's an interruption. If you answer to somebody else's bracha Amen, you can't say Amen. You can't answer Amen to your own bracha also. That's another time you can't say Amen, right? We also mentioned if you finish a bracha together with somebody else, let's say the chazan or whatever, at the same time, also not to say Amen. So we see already that there are other times not to say Amen. Again, our siman is siman resh tesvav. We always want to make sure we have straight where we're learning from, siman resh tesvav. So the mechaber actually, the last mechaber, Sif Gimel, so he says an interesting thing that besides those cases we spoke about before, if a little child, let's say a little child is learning brachas, right, learning how to say brachas, you're teaching a little child. And so for argument's sake, he's not, the child is not eating. We'll see when he's eating. It depends how old the child is, actually, if he reached chinuch hanach. But we'll see. So the Mechaber says, v'hod ein oinim, that which we don't say amen, achar tinuk, after a small child, dafka b'shasha loimeit habrachais lefnei rabbi, when the child is learning his rebbe or his father or mother, whatever it is, teaching him how to make the right brachas. Shemuta, so Denisha says, in a side fact, says the Mechaber, that shemuta lelamed letinoikais habrachais ketiknam afal pisha heimavarchim levatola, that when you b'shas halimud. So what are we saying? That you're teaching a child to make brachas, you're allowed to say Hashem's name. That's an interesting thing, right? We know shemot lelamed latinoikas habrachas ketiknam the right way, afal pisha heimavarchim levatola, even though I could tell the child baruch at Hashem and say it out the right way, so that the child will learn to say it the right way. Otherwise he's going to be saying, we see many times a little child says a bracha and he's learning the brachas, he'll say baruch at Hashem, he'll say Hashem, he won't say Hashem's name, because you have it a lot of times by mitzvah boy learning to make the brachas of Torah, learning whatever, so they'll say Hashem, you know, something along those lines instead of saying Hashem's name. So it's an important thing. We're not talking about that right now. We're talking about just simple teaching a child how to make brachas. So that's an important thing, that we could say Hashem's name if need be. We try not to, obviously, but if you need be, say Hashem's name, that he to teach him to say the bracha the right way. So then that's a separate thing. So the Mishnah Berurah explains to us why when I'm teaching, good, so I teach a child to make a shahakal. So now the child makes a shahakal, so I'd say amen. So maybe I should really say amen to teach him to say amen, right? But no, it's his bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ratzalaim de'ein shaych leimer amen la'emas l'kayim es divrei hamavarach." Achrei de'ein shem bracha Allah. There's no shem bracha over here. See, the child is just learning. So the Mishnah Berurah says another interesting thing in Sifkat and Yodalad, that when you're teaching the child, it's really the child is making brachas levatala. Sort of. I mean, if it's, I don't know, the right, that's how the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. But you're allowed to teach it to him like that. Ratzalayma says, Mishbura, Shalayma Tarav. So explaining, what do you mean, Levatol? It's not in vain. You're teaching the child. It's not in vain. Right? Shalayma Tarav Imam, Habracha is Shalay Bismanam. In other words, the child, you're teaching him to make the bracha. It's not at the right time. He's not eating anything now. So it's not the right time. Afilu Hachi says, Mishbura, the punchline. Afilu Hachi is Mutter Lahazker Shem Hashem. Even then, you're allowed to say Hashem. Hashem. He's not, the child's not eating, right? But you're teaching him to say it the right way. You could say Hashem's name. So that's an important thing. Afilu harav says Mishnah Berurah again in Sifkot and Yudalad and now a Simin Reish Tezvav. Afilu harav yachal lahazker Hashem kedei lelamid latinokes habrachis. so that even the Rebbe, right, or the mother, the father, whoever it is, v'afilu harav yochel lahazkir Hashem. Even in other words, not good. The child is one thing, I understand. So the child could say Hashem's name. He has to learn it the right way. But the one who's teaching the child, the Rebbe, the father, the mother, how could they say Hashem's name? No, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'afilu harav doesn't mean just the rav. It could be the father, mother, whoever's teaching this child. V'afilu harav yochel lahazkir Hashem. You could also say Hashem's name. K'dei l'lamed lahatinoik habrachas, to teach this young child to make the brachas the right way. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah just finishes off. The reason is, he says, Sharei al-Korchach, anotrichim lilmoy d'imam, k'dei l'chanchem, you have to teach the child, right, teach him the right way, b'lim ratayruv, k'im ha-mitzvahs, b'lim adetem, oisim esbenechem. Okay, but then the Mishnah Berurah says, v'dafka imatinek, this is only going by a small child, a little child that you're teaching the right way. Then you could say the name. Then you could say Hashem's name. Avol gadol, but if it's a grown-up, b'sho shaloy med ha-brachas, let's say, I'm learning Gemara, by Gemara, right? He says, I'm learning Gemara brachas, and I'm learning to say whatever the case is. Well, I'm learning the brachas, how to say, what to say in the Gemara, let's say. So then I can't say Hashem's name. Avol gadol, he says, b'sho shaloy med ha-brachas, by Gemara, right? Oimer b'loy askaras Hashem. Then don't say Hashem's name. Then you can't say Hashem's name. It's only by a little child where you're teaching him the right way. V'rak k'shaloy med ha-psukim. Only when you're saying psukim, you're saying psukim, he says, and he's going b'talmud v'shay la'amron, then you have rishus to mention it, k'may shahim k'sufim im hazker Hashem. You could say it the right way with the Shem if it's a pasuk, but just dumb to say brachas if you're learning, person's learning. Every time you're going to say it, you'll say Hashem's name in the bracha that you don't say. It's only teaching the child to say it the right way. Okay, we're going to stop over here for now. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, baruch, kol tov.